Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Murder Homes is a production of iHeart Podcasts.
I would say 90% of my jobs range anywhere from 3,000 to 7,000. That's a typical job. Now, on my high end, I've got into the 40s and 50,000s. And the detail surrounding that was person committed suicide and hung themselves under a skylight during the summer months. The skylight ended up heating up the body, expanding, and the body exploded. It ended up going into the floorboards and running the floorboards into the floors below from the third floor all the way down to the basement. So that was so extensive that we had a lot of work that needed to be done.
It's a cold, sunny morning in early December, and my producer JB and I are driving over the Brooklyn Bridge in my old Honda, talking about Tiger Bomb. We're a little worried that the fresh crime scene we're about to visit is going to have an overpowering smell, and we're debating whether a little Tiger Bomb under each nostril might help. We're headed out of New York to meet a crime scene cleanup crew headed by a guy named Scott Vogel, whose voice you heard at the beginning of this episode, describing the most expensive crime scene he ever had to clean up. Because the cleanup scene Scott will be taking us to involves a recent crime and grieving family members, I've agreed not to disclose the exact location or the names of the murderer or the victims. Scott owns a company called EmergiClean, and they handle scenes that no one in their right mind would want to touch. Homicides, suicides, unattended deaths, where bodies have rotted so long that the flesh melts away into the beds they've expired on. Today, they'll be cleaning up a two-bedroom apartment where a triple homicide occurred. This is what happened. A young man living with his grandparents and cousin in a quiet condominium complex woke up sometime after 8 a.m., and shot his grandparents in the head as they were sleeping in bed, then walked into the other bedroom and shot his cousin, who died later, on his way to the hospital. The murderer stayed on the scene and called 911. When police arrived and asked him who killed everybody in the home, he told them, "It might have been me." It's unclear whether the young man was on drugs or mentally unstable, or whether he had been nursing a grudge for months against the relatives he lived with. He's confessed to the crime and waits in a county jail awaiting his first pretrial hearing. This is Murder Homes. I'm Matt Marinovich. Doing a show called Murder Homes, I think all facets of a crime that occur within four walls have to be explored. Crime scene cleanup is a $1 billion industry in the U.S., and Scott says it's an industry that operates mostly in the shadows. It's allegedly heavily corrupt, often preying on vulnerable relatives of crime victims. Some cleanup crews will also do anything to promote themselves. Just recently in Florida, a crime scene cleanup company was sued because they live-streamed their cleanup after a man's suicide. The victim's family and their kids were watching as the company uploaded TikTok videos of them cleaning up after their father's death, leaving bloody footprints all over the fresh crime scene. I've been to one other murder home in my life, the Lizzie Borden House in Fall River, Massachusetts, which I documented last season in the episode 232nd Street. But to be honest, sleeping in a comfy bed and breakfast where a murder occurred 131 years ago is a whole lot different than visiting a two-week-old crime scene to watch a crime scene cleanup crew in action. I don't know what to expect. How much blood and gore I'm going to see. I'm worried about what it's going to smell like. I'm imagining a sealed apartment. Windows that haven't been opened since the murders.
Yeah. So we're about 6.8 miles away from the murder home, and JB, I'm feeling a little bit more nervous. Like, I want to kind of get it over with now.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a fun thing.
Yeah, I think we should pick up some Tiger Balm. Oh, there's
Walmart.
Walmart.
But would they have Tiger Balm?
Yeah, Walmart definitely has everything.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
We end up at a Walmart where the festive Christmas music just makes me feel more anxious. But we find the Tiger Balm and get back in the car, only a mile away from the condo complex where we're meeting Scott.
Great, so...
here we are. 1 mile away.
It's a cute dog.
We have our Tiger Balm and...
there's so many coupons. It must be a very education-focused town.
A lot of shopping malls.
It's like I saw like 3 Kumans and 3 Taekwondo places in the last 2 miles.
It's kind of a strange place.
We pull into the condo complex where we're going to meet Scott. It's a pretty big complex with lots of attached condos, all identical. While we wait for him to drive up, we debate the color of the units.
What would you say that color was? A light mustard?
Yeah, sort of like a cream yellow.
A creamy yellow.
Like maybe it's like a creamy yellow, or it's like a cream that got kind of dirty.
Yeah, the entire development is a creamy yellow. All the units. And I can't see anyone out and about.
Scott shows up a few minutes later, and the first thing he tells us is to forget about the Tiger Balm.
Actually, one of the worst things you can do.
Oh, interesting, because good idea, we got some of that.
Yeah, no, the reason is if you do that, you actually open up your sinuses. So when, like, the vapors, I laugh. The number one thing that you can do in this is coffee grinds.
Oh, interesting.
Coffee grinds are one of the best things that you can do.
The wear in the nostril?
No, you can smell them, or you can put them outside of a house, and it will mitigate the odor.
And then he tells us we won't have to worry about the overpowering odor at today's crime scene because the bodies have been removed relatively quickly after the murders. If it had been an unattended death where the body had weeks to melt into the carpet, the smell would drift 6 houses down. Though this reassures me a tiny bit, I'm still feeling more and more anxious as we wait for a relative of the victims to let us into the apartment. I ask Scott what we can expect when we get inside the building.
You're going to see... one main area where you'll see 2 body outprints on the mattress, and you'll see blood splatter on the walls surrounding.
Okay.
And then in one other room, you'll see where the person entered to kind of stop, got shot, fell onto the wall, and then ended up, they brought him to the hospital, but he passed away in the hospital.
Yeah, I know.
But the ones on the bed did pass on the bed.
Yeah.
And they were asleep.
Yeah, and you'll see the blood, like, it's kind of... going over, mm-hmm. but you can see the clear outlines of the body.
Okay.
How long do you think this job would take today?
Oh, I could do this job by myself probably in 2 hours.
2 hours.
But it depends on how much we do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this is the thing. When you respond to a job like this, you got to look at what's entailed. Blood on the carpet. I could cut the carpet out mm-hmm. and be done. Or do I remove the whole carpet? Because they're going to have to replace the whole carpet.
Anyway,
they're not going to just match the one area. So that's what it all comes down to, is what they want to do and what we want to do. So if it's insurance, mm-hmm. where most insurance is going to structure carpet, they're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
So if I cut carpet, they're going to replace the whole floor. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I'm going to remove all the carpet.
Today, you're removing all the carpet or pieces?
No, I probably will just do the area because mm-hmm. of the... I haven't really talked to the landlord yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So... technically, once you cut in a structure that is landlord, mm. when we remove the mattress, when we remove certain things, that is considered the tenants.
Yeah.
That's contents. How I explain that to everybody in class is, and your homeowner's policies or renters,
right.
take the building, flip it upside down. Everything that falls,
is contents. That's your responsibility. Anything that stays, that's considered destruction.
Okay.
So wall-to-wall carpet, stove, all of that, as long as it doesn't come down. Although yeah. stoves can. If they're locked in properly, they shouldn't. But if they go down, then yes, that's... But they normally would cover that structure.
Right,
but
right.
contents, your clothes, your mattresses, your sofas, that's considered the tenants.
I'm picturing a building turned upside down, the contents falling out when a relative of one of the victims arrives and walks us up a flight of steps to the unit and unlocks the door. It's a clean two-bedroom with wall-to-wall gray carpet, everything neatly put away. Just an empty pizza box sitting on the counter. There's a flat screen. Toys neatly stowed on shelves. A ride-on truck that you see little kids drive around in. There's a smell of Chinese takeout still lingering in the room. The faint smell of the family's last meal from a dinner over 2 weeks ago, still hanging in the air. For a few minutes, we stand in the living room, and the relative of the victim speaks to Scott. She starts crying. He assures her he'll take care of everything, that the best thing she can do is leave and let him clean the home. We're standing in between the two bedrooms where the murders occurred. She begins to leave, visibly comforted by him, at least for a moment. But she does have a request. If we find the laptop of the younger man, the murderer, she wants us to preserve it. She tells us that he bought a gun online shortly before the murders, and she believes he was plotting the killing of his grandparents and cousin 1 week before. She wants to know his last thoughts, anything he might have typed into his laptop. After she leaves, I ask Scott how he handles the trauma and emotions the victim's family members are experiencing.
Okay. So we know separation, how to figure it out, walk away, reassure somebody.
And what about an awkward moment? Like, I didn't know whether to hug her, shake her hand.
You want to hug and you want to comfort. But at the same time, it's that relationship.
Professional, you know, right?
Hey, here, I'm here to do this job. I'm going to focus. I need you to get out. Because you being here right now is not the best place. It's not healthy for you.
Yeah.
And it's not healthy for them. And, you know, she's like was trying to show me, pick up stuff. I'm like, look, stop.
Yeah,
I got this. Like, if you heard me say, I have this.
Yeah.
And I talked to her on the phone yesterday, and I told her, this is what we do. This is how I come in. Don't worry about it. You have a million questions, and I'll answer all of them. But don't worry. This is what we do. This is our specialty. And this is how we're going to handle it.
We'll be back after a short break.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We're back with Murder Homes. Scott tells me this scene is relatively easy to handle, and he's only charging a couple of $1,000s. He tells me that there are some crooked cleanup companies who would love to take advantage of a job like this, and he knows exactly how they do it. They see a grieving woman, see that she's in shock, and then they tell her that they see biohazardous material, blood and brains everywhere, and that it'll take days to clean up. To make it look good, they'll don a biohazard suit or two as they comfort her, then charge her $20,000. If the idea of these creeps taking advantage of people at the absolute worst moment in their lives isn't enough, Scott also lets us know there isn't a single regulation in this state, or for that matter, the rest of the country, protecting families of crime victims against these predators. I could start up a cleanup company with zero experience and show up with a couple of hefty bags and a $59 Tyvek suit, and you could too. As we stand in the living room, Scott snaps on a pair of blue nitrile gloves and, with his crime scene cleanup partner Bill, shows us the crime scene and how they prioritize the cleanup. He takes us into the bedroom where the grandparents, sleeping side by side, were shot in the head by their relative, the younger man. The first thing Scott does is pull away a towel that had been laid over the bed in an attempt to cover the stains.
But this is where...
This is where the grandparents would have been, right?
Yeah.
And you can see the evidence tags? Mm-hmm. So that's the evidence tags. That's where they found blood splatter.
So it soaked through the mattress and...
Yes.
This goes with you today, the mattress as well.
Yes. What we would normally do in a case like this is containment here, mm-hmm. full body suit, and go in. But...
It's remarkable that it's contained to the mattress mostly.
Well, it's not, because it's dripping down here.
That was... Okay, I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm. It's dripping down here.
Looks like there's something.
Oh, right, because the bed is
yeah, and then dark colored. Like, you can see right here, you have brain matter.
Brain matter. I walk over to the dresser mirror and see it. A very small lump of brownish matter, not much bigger than my pinky fingernail.
So this is a foam mattress. Mm-hmm. So it's penetrated this mm-hmm. and it's on the foam. Mm-hmm. So as you can see the reaction here. So how we would start this is containment. Control the blood first. Mm-hmm. This is the area, okay? You can see some dripping here. So what we would want to do is cut this out. So basically what I'm going to do is from this end bed over, mm-hmm. everything will be wiped top to bottom, mm-hmm. okay? And then what I'll probably do is wipe this down as well.
And that's a dresser.
Yeah, dresser, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll wipe the dresser down. We'll, if you think right here, the pillows, mm-hmm. like I'm going to throw the pillows out.
Sure.
And like that, just making sure. Like that's mm-hmm. basically what we're going to be doing. Because again, mm-hmm. these are the things that they're not going to want. Mm-hmm. Okay.
None of it, really. None.
Yeah, so I'll throw that. Chair wipe down. Or my other crew comes in here, they're going to just mm-hmm. wipe everything down.
Scott is looking at the blood on the bed again, mostly concentrated at the top part of the mattress, where the elderly couple were both shot in the head. The soak-through blood stains are almost identical, semicircular, and I can imagine the grandparents lying side by side, the sun just beginning to shine through the window blinds as the killer, their grandson, stood in the doorway with a gun in his hand, watching them sleep.
Down, mm-hmm. but again, end up yeah. over is where your yeah. major concern is.
Yeah.
Everything else is going to be...
And you're, you, and you're are gonna... you going to get rid of the dresser as well?
No, that should be cleaned.
Just cleaned, because yeah. there's some yeah. matter.
Matter,
right?
yeah. Okay. And then it's just... Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll clean everything and just wipe everything down.
How do you get blood splatter off a wall? Is there a solution?
Hydroperoxide.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's a flat, mm-hmm. so it should come right off. Mm-hmm. If it was like a matted mm-hmm. eggshell, sometimes it's harder, mm-hmm. but with the flat, it's good.
So blood splatters are hard to get rid of if the paint finish is eggshell, easy to get rid of if you're using a flat finish. Not that that should influence what kind of paint you buy the next time you're at Home Depot. I follow Scott out of the first bedroom, through the living room, and into the second bedroom, where the cousin woke up when he heard the gunshots in the other room. The grandson walked in and shot him multiple times, one bullet missing and penetrating the wall right through to the unit on the other side, where it narrowly missed a sleeping neighbor who was quoted in a local newspaper saying he couldn't believe his luck, or that something like this had happened here. Sure, he had heard the family fighting occasionally, but who doesn't hear that through a shared wall at times? There's a large plastic bag on the floor which contains all the material the EMTs left behind when they tried to revive the cousin. In this room, most of the blood has soaked into the floor near the bathroom door. There is a plastic pumpkin on the bedside table, left over from Halloween. A comforter with a cheerful floral print, neatly pulled back. There is this strange frequency of violence that still hovers there, and I'm trying to tune into it. It's like turning an old radio dial between the neatness of the room and bed and the few signs of violence. It's as if I would be able to see both the murderer and victim in their final moment. This must be the bullet hole that went through the neighbors. Mm-hmm.
The bullet hole right in that area will probably struggle, some type of fight. Shot went through that. From my understanding, we'll remove that, spackle that, so you don't see it.
Yeah.
I still won't see the laptop.
But we do end up finding the laptop. Scott and his partner Bill lift up the mattress in the grandparents' bedroom. In the compartment underneath the grandparents' bed, it sits there.
Is that the laptop under the bed?
Oh, huh.
Kind of laptop.
That might be it, yeah.
What? Bill?
Yeah, that might be the laptop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense then.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of blood on it.
The laptop is still covered in wet blood. Decorated with two decals, one an AC/DC sticker and the other a Black Hat hacker logo. So much blood pooled around it that I can smell it from where I stand. Scott covers his nose and stands up, telling us that the laptop is not salvageable.
It's not going to be salvageable. Because it ran down the side into that.
It's blood, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And brain matter and probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also kind of wet.
Yeah, and it's still wet. Mm-hmm. And I really don't want to get that one because there's still so much. It's a little bit more flaky. So now, like with that, you go to the next steps. Like I'm PPE, like I won't do that without face masks, with gloves.
Whatever the grandson's last thoughts may have been, whoever he might have confided in that week leading up to the murder, the anonymous advice he might have solicited in chat rooms, his motivation for murdering three people who loved him, it's gone. But later that night, still haunted by the things I saw in the two-bedroom apartment, the thick black laptop still bothers me. The kind a gamer would use, with its unimaginative decals. From the little I've been able to find about the killer, he sounds like he was living a stunted life. On Instagram, there's a single photo of him standing with his hands on his hips, wearing a flannel shirt and sunglasses and the text, quote-unquote, cool guy, underneath. It's generic, vague, depressing, as if he were almost in absence before this happened. On his Facebook page, just a handful of friends, including the smiling photo of his late grandfather. I reach out to anyone he was linked to, receive no answer. Even after a triple homicide, he seems to be slipping through the cracks, invisible again after a few headlines. The cloying, metallic smell of blood is still in the air of the apartment after Scott finds the laptop. I wonder if his grandparents snatched it away from him after they argued with him about the time he spent on it, placing it in a spot that would be hardest for him to access, right under their heads as they slept, not knowing that he'd already used it to order the gun he'd kill them with and had made his decision. We'll be back after a short break.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We're back with Murder Homes. As Scott finishes showing us the crime scene, his two younger team members arrive, a 17-year-old boy and a 17-year-old girl named Veronica. JB and I stand back and watch them do their work, cutting the bloody mattress in lengthwise strips and stuffing it in the thick garbage bags. trashing all the bedding and pillows as well. As Scott begins to cut around the bloody carpet where the cousin fell, mortally wounded, I talk to Veronica. I'm curious what got someone so young into such a stomach-turning business.
So I have always been really interested in working in law enforcement. I'm too young. I can't go into law enforcement right now. I'm still in high school, you know. But doing emergency clean and like being with victims and stuff, it's nice to know that we're helping them.
I asked Veronica if she was nervous before her first crime scene.
I was not nervous at all. I was very, very excited because this stuff like really intrigues me. And plus the people who you work with, because I've also worked with my friends. So it just didn't affect me because I was already so comfortable because the company made me feel comfortable. And then it was just the excitement of actually seeing like the goriness like in real life.
And then I found myself asking a 17-year-old what a dead body smelled like.
A dead body smells like a mix between rotten eggs and a decaying deer. It's just such a unique smell and something you'll never forget.
A few minutes later, Scott's dad arrives. He's the guy who started the company before handing it over to Scott, and it's still very much a family operation. Some fathers and teenage sons bond over a baseball game or a camping trip, but Scott's father tells us he bonded with his son at the first cleanup scene he took him to. A man had committed suicide in a Maserati, and Scott wasn't fazed for a second as he helped his father with the cleanup. He thought he was doing vital, necessary work, and that he had a knack for it. Driving back to Brooklyn, I just feel so good that I'm out of the airless apartment, especially after the faint smell of blood seemed to follow me everywhere. But the details keep coming back to me, how neatly everything had been kept, everything in its place, the kitchen immaculate, the rug in the living room freshly vacuumed, the toy racing cars lined up just so for some niece to play with, the evidence tags glued around the few blood spatters on the walls, the dime-sized bullet hole near the ceiling. I can't stop thinking about the young woman as she began to cry, her back against the bedroom door where the cousin was killed. I was standing just a few feet away from her, but I might as well have been a mile away. As she began to talk about the object she wanted to keep through her tears, I remembered what Scott said about a crime scene. Imagine you turn a home upside down. That's everything that insurance won't pay for. The first stuff to be bagged and taken away. The possessions and keepsakes and dishes and toys and photographs that loved ones leave behind forever. It's that image that haunts me, a house turned upside down. Everything we thought that mattered shaken loose until just basic structure remains in a two-bedroom rental that a new family, surely in the next month or two, will make their own. It's hard not to think of the grandparents' bedroom, how deep the blood soaked through the mattress, the outline of their bodies visible as layer after layer of bedding was cut through, their narrowing form still lying precisely side by side. Later, Scott texts me a picture of the work he did in the cousin's bedroom, ripping up more carpet than necessary so that the relative wouldn't be re-traumatized by the blood she had seen there. 3 square yards of gray wall-to-wall carpet removed and on its way to being incinerated, along with the mattress, bedding, and pillows, in a facility 174 miles away in Rhode Island. A large rectangle of wooden floor now visible. It still reminds me, somehow, of a grave. This is Murder Homes. I'm Matt Marinovich. Murder Homes is created by and executive produced by Matt Marinovich. Executive producers are Jennifer Bassett and Taylor Chacoin. Story editor is Jennifer Bassett. Supervising producer is Carl Cadle. Producer is Evan Tyre. Sound design by Taylor Chacoin, Evan Tyre, and Carl Cadle. Special thanks to Ali Perry and Nikki Ator. Murder Homes is a production of iHeart Podcasts. For more shows from iHeart Podcasts, visit the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.